Cameron and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Now, I must thank Maria for sending me this Dave's World thing, which is kind of the science behind the moods of the songs of the Eurovision. However, Maria, it's so complicated that I actually have been up for about three nights trying to understand it, and I don't really understand it.
I sent it to you knowing that I didn't understand it, hoping that you would put it in words that I would understand.
You like a bit of data. You like a pie chart.
Well, look, I'll tell you what.
Is it the idea that certain moods of certain songs win more than others?
No, I wish it was that, because that would be really helpful. It's like they've got...
You do know this is your own Dave's World.
I do.
Nobody's making you do this.
No, it is interesting. It's just not as clear-cut as I'd like, because I would have liked to have been able to apply the logic to the semi-final and the final tonight and tell you, well, it's going to be this, but they just keep going... This happened between 1961 and 1973, and you're like, well, it doesn't really help me. But look, basically what it does is they've got 25 moods, okay? 25 moods of songs, and they've categorized the songs over the years into different moods. So, for example, let me give me a piece of paper here now. Where's the gun? I've lost it.
The last one. Damn, I wish he'd lost his paper.
ABBA.
That's the end of Dave's World.
I'll just play lots of clips. ABBA and Waterloo was an upbeat winner. God, what a tune
that's
that
a
is.
Good one, yeah.
So that's an upbeat winner. And there have been a lot of upbeat winners over the years. So being upbeat is it. But that's only one of 25 moods you can have in your songs, right?
Are the makers of the survey not just... Why do they make so many moods? Why don't they corral them into five?
Yeah, because there's loads of moods that have never been touched. Like, somber has never been in there. Gritty has never been in there. Serious has never been in there. Anyway, then another one. Niamh Kavanagh was an example of a dramatic, uplifting, emotional winner. What a tune.
Such a good tune.
Yeah. Last year, the Italians won, because that's obviously why it's in Turin this year round, and they had a rowdy song.
So forgettable, that one, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
Look, is it because it's not in English? Is that why we can't relate to it?
Maybe there's an element of that, all right. But the Bulgarians this year have followed. They're the only ones who followed in the Italians' footsteps, and they have a rowdy song. It's called Intelligent Music Project, is the name of the band, and Intention is the name of the song. Not great, I'll be honest. No. That was rowdy. Yeah, it's kind of pop rock. Germany is the only one of all the songs this year that is cool. And cool is a very rare thing for a Eurovision song to be. Lots of people would say, you think? But this is, in inverted commas, cool. So he's kind of an Eminem-style rapper who then sings as well. He gets quite passionate about stuff.
All the parts, so exhausted, always caught up in that much house and block. And I'ma count them all. Somebody catch me, I'm about to fall. Yeah, I'm about to fall. Can we press pause or do a restart and be who we are? We used to be the rock stars. Never thought of no harm to this thing we call.
So that's a cool one.
He's very Eminem, isn't he?
He's quite Eminem in his rapping bits, yeah.
Who Eminem? Like... ripping off Eminem.
Yeah.
Well, now, let's go to the Irish one for a sec, because obviously what's really important is that we qualify tonight. Brooke is in the semi-final tonight, and we're quite confident that Brooke is going to do the job. Like, we think, having chatted to her and everything, here, we asked her, was she ready to do the performance that is required to get through? This is what she said. No, that's the song. This is what she said.
I feel completely ready for this competition. Yes, it's 200 million people, but... for some reason, I'm really good at not thinking about that part.
just doing what you gotta do.
Yeah, like, I'm putting the work in. The choreography, like, I've got loads of, like, days coming up where we'll solidify it. It's already in my body because I've been to London, Amsterdam, Tel Aviv, and these are all pre-Eurovision parties where you get to perform.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. So you get little tester outers along the road.
Yes. How good is that?
Very good, and hopefully we'll stand to her tonight when she will indeed perform this song.
Always putting me down. Well, I got news for you. You say I'm using you now. Hey, stupid, that's right.
And that falls into the excited category, okay? So it's the excited category of Eurovision. There's another song in the excited category, which I'm quite excited about, which is called Lock Me In by Circus Mercus. And they are the Georgian entry. That one is going to stick in your head for days. That is super catchy. That's the Georgian entry.
Very indie.
A lot of people think the Ukrainian entry is going to win, I suppose, because of the political and the situation and the war and everything. But that sits into the fiery category. Again, a rare category to ever win Eurovision.
But they might get the votes from everybody, though, for what they're going through.
And they have a fluty kind of tin whistle-y type Ukrainian instrument, which is quite like Eurovision-y when they go into that bit. Which
I like.
Yeah, it is a good song. The other one, I thought, Dermot, you might be interested in this. Do you remember these lads? Let me get the right one first. Yeah, this. Do you remember these?
I know that I'm haunted today.
The Rasmus, right?
That's a great cracker.
In the Shadows.
Thanks, Dave.
Well, they're the Finnish entry this year, and they're doing a song called Jezebel.
Hands tied like Jesus on the cross.
And their category is urgent. Again, not a lot of winners in the urgent category.
Have they said which category has won most often?
No. This is what I've been researching this for days. There is no, they have it broken down by weird decade periods that you can't literally predict what's going to happen. So I'm sorry. I know. I wish it was.
Unhelpful research.
Yeah. But look, it's great research, but it's not quite
what I
want them to be.
I worry about our entry.
Go on.
It doesn't not sound like etc. that we sent a good few years back with Sinead Mulvey, she's my buddy, and Black Daisy. And I thought that was a great song, and we didn't make it out of the semi-finals. And everybody was expecting to make it out of the semi-finals.
So do you think it's
I'm
a
worried.
Good tune, but it's just not stand out enough?
I think it's a good tune, and it does stand out, but you can't predict it.
No.
They'll just go, meh.
But also it's how much the audience warms to her as well.
Yeah.
Like the performer and the performance really matters. And I think maybe we lost sight of that over the years.
But
that
sounds like Brooke knows what she's doing choreography-wise. And it's like she was confident about that element of things when she spoke
to us. Of all the people we've interviewed who've gone off to Eurovision over the years, Brooke is the one that really stands out for me in terms of personality.
Yeah.
She just has this vibrancy about her. So I hope that comes across on stage in front of 200 million people, because it's no mean feat to actually get your personality across and do your dance moves and sing the song note perfect and do everything else right.
There is one song in Eurovision history that ticks all 25 boxes. It's the only song that's ever done it, and it is Dermot Dave's Eurovision song. A lot of people have been asking for this. Maria
fiery.
Legit thought there was a song there.
Serious.
This is Dermot Dave's Eurovision song. We're ready to go any year the judges want to send us.
We just keep offering ourselves.
Yeah, but so far everyone said no. Have a listen. Enjoy this. Dermot Dave's Eurovision song on Today FM.
We start this song with a quiet beat. Makes you wonder if it's going to speed up. Yes, it is. Now! You weren't expecting this. It's folk music mixed with hardcore trends. I'm wearing leather trousers, but I'm doing a traditional dance. While I kill time until we get to the chorus. It's coming real soon. Here it is! Touch me here! Touch me there! These lyrics mean nothing! Fish
this is the bit where we whisper while the crazy guy with mandolin comes out and walks around stage for no reason.
No reason.
And our dancers roll around on the floor with ribbons, calm their heart. And we say something really European like,
hello, Europe! Touch me here! Touch me there! These lyrics mean nothing! Calculator bear! Blow me kisses here! Love me there! We don't speak English and we don't even care! Touch me here! Touch me there!
Dermot and Dave, nul point. Ireland, no point.
Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.